Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Shri Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. How much more this is so of the righteous brahmanas, the devotees and the saintly kings. Therefore, having come to this temporary miserable world, engage in loving service unto me. So just to give you the context, in the previous verse, Krishna has mentioned that even though one may take a birth in this world, which seemingly doesn't seem to support spiritual perfection, even those of such a birth can attain spiritual perfection. There's no limitation. And now in this verse, Krishna says, and what to speak of those who have a very good opportunity, if they're devotees, if they're righteous brahmanas, or if they're saintly kings. So Srila Prabhupada's purport. In this material world, there are classifications of people. But after all, this world is not a happy place for anyone. It is clearly stated here, anityam, asukam, lokam. This world is temporary and full of miseries, not habitable for any sane gentleman. The world is declared by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be temporary and full of miseries. Some philosophers, especially Mayavadi philosophers, say that this world is false, but we can understand from Bhagavad Gita that the world is not false, it is temporary. There is a difference between temporary and false. The world is temporary, but there is another world which is eternal. This world is miserable, but the other world is eternal and blissful. Arjuna was born in a saintly royal family. To him also the Lord says, take to my devotional service and come quickly back to Godhead, back home. No one should remain in this temporary world full as it is with miseries. Everyone should attach himself to the bosom of the Supreme Personality of Godhead so that he can be eternally happy. The devotional service of the Supreme Lord is the only process by which all problems of all classes of men can be solved. Everyone should therefore take to Krishna consciousness and make his life perfect. Srila Prabhupada ki Om Gyan Ati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swakadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sarvajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sarvetam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakambitam Shri He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyare Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna
Hare Krishna.
When Srila Prabhupada came to America, it was very, very new for him. There were so many things he did not understand because he was born in a different culture. Like Srila Prabhupada, he went into the grocery store in America and then he picked all the items and then he came to the checkout to pay. So the person typed in the price and he said, that will be $20. So Prabhupada said, no, $15. Because in India you always bargain, no? Like the first price is never the right price. So you always bought. So they said, what do you mean? This is a shop. There's a product, there's a price, you pay. Prabhupada, he never saw snow before. One day he woke up in the winter of 1965. He looked out the window. He said, I thought someone had painted the whole city white. He had never seen snow. Maybe some of you have never seen snow. Have you? In Africa, you don't see snow, right? Prabhupada had never seen snow. One day, Prabhupada was walking and he saw a garbage truck. You have in Africa? Garbage truck. Then it comes. It's like a machine. And then what it does is the garbage can is there, and then the machine takes the thing and then it lifts it up and it empties it into the truck. So it's like a machine. So Prabhupada looked. He said, what is this? He had never seen before. So the devotee said, Prabhupada, that is a garbage truck. They take all of the rubbish, the machine picks it up, and then it puts it into the truck, which is full of rubbish. Prabhupada said they should take the whole material world and put it in the truck. Jai Shri Shri Radha Shyam Sundar ki, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani ki. So Prabhupada said they should throw the whole material world in the truck. Because the material world, as Prabhupada says here, is no place for a gentleman. Material world means anityam, asukam, lokam. Anityam means everything is temporary. You work so hard for so many things, and then you lose it all. You accumulate so much wealth, and then people can lose it in one go like that. You work so hard to take care of your body, but then overnight something could happen, and you could just die. 2 weeks ago I was in London, and I got a phone call that one of the devotees, his 26-year-old son, he was learning to fly planes. So he was in Spain, and the plane he was driving went into a tailspin. He hit the ground and he instantly died. He was married 2 months before. That's the world we're living in. Anityam, asukam, lokam. If one wants to advance in Krishna consciousness, they have to be convinced 100% without any shadow of a doubt that there's no happiness here. There's no reason to stay here. There's no reason to have any hope that life can be successful here. If you don't have that conviction, Krishna says, Bhogeshwariya prashaktanam daya parita chaitasham vyavasayatmika buddhi samadho nuvidhiyate. If you are looking for bhoga, enjoyment, aishwarya and opulence in this world, vyavasayatmika buddhi, you can never be resolute in spiritual life. It will never happen. Because your eyes will always be in two places. Krishna, but maybe here. Krishna, but maybe here. One for Krishna, two for me. Two for Krishna, one for me. Holding back. If you have hopes in the material world, you can never fully put your faith in Krishna, and then you can never achieve the spiritual world. Prabhupada, before he came to the West, he tried to start the movement in a place called Jhansi in India. And in Jhansi, he met one person, and you know the first book that Srila Prabhupada wrote? Does anyone know the first book that Srila Prabhupada wrote? Easy Journey to Other Planets. So in Jhansi, he gave this book to one man. And the man looked at the cover and he said, Easy Journey to Other Planets. Prabhupada said, yes. He said, can I go to other planets by reading this book? Prabhupada said, yes. You can go not just to other planets, you can go to Vaikuntha, the spiritual world. So the person said, wow, I can go to the spiritual world? I can go to Vaikuntha? Prabhupada said, yes. And then he said, can I come back? Prabhupada said, no, you yadgatva nanivartante. Once you go there, you don't come back. He said, I can't come back. Prabhupada said, no. He said, then I don't want to go. Because people still have hopes here. Yesterday we were at the university and Govinda Prem quoted this verse of Kunti Maharani. Janmeshwarya Shruta Shribir Edama Namadapuman Nirvarhatya Bidatumve Vamakin Chanagocharam. Kunti Devi says, there are four things that people are looking for in this world, and they're madly looking after these things. Unless one becomes completely frustrated, not wanting any of these four things, they will never really be able to approach Krishna with love. What are those four things? First thing is janma. One is looking for a good family, a good situation in this world, stability in all of their relationships. Second thing, Aishwarya. One is looking for money. Money is the honey. Right? Everyone is looking for money. Where is money? Where is money? Shruta. One is looking to become a learned person. One is looking to have an advantage over others because of their knowledge. And Shri, beauty. Everyone is trying to be beautiful. I don't want to give you the statistics. If I tell you the statistics of how much countries like America spend on makeup, you know how much people in America spend on lipstick in 1 year? $500 million on lipstick. So here Krishna is saying, anityam asukam lokam, we should be convinced that there's nothing to look for in this world. And once you're convinced that there's nothing to look for in this world, then you can fully give your vision to the spiritual world. Therefore Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, one should have two types of darshan every day. The first darshan we had today at 7:30, isn't it? 7:15. When the curtains open, we are darshan of the Lord. That darshan you should have every single day. You should see the Lord. But Krishna says, every single day you should have another darshan. And you know what the other darshan you should have? Janma mrityu jara vyadi dukha doshanu darshanam. The other darshan, the other vision you should have every day, not just the vision of Krishna, but the other darshan you should have is the misery of the material world. That this material world is full of birth, death, disease, and old age, and therefore there's no reason to stay here. And so here Krishna is saying that anityam asukam lokam, leave this world and go back to the spiritual world. And to go back to the spiritual world, there's no limitation. Anyone can do it. Anyone can do it. Some people think it's based on birth. Some people think it's based on knowledge. Some people think it's based on austerity. Some people think it's based on some kind of innate quality that some people have and some people don't. That's not the case. Anyone can do it. Srila Prabhupada took his Western disciples to Vrindavan. And so the devotees, they were going around the temples in Vrindavan. So one of the Western disciples, he went to one of the temples. He was dressed like a Vaishnav. And so he came into the temple and he bowed down before the deities. And then the pujari was there. So the pujari looked at him and he said, oh, very good. You're practicing so nicely. He said, I pray for you that in your next life, you'll become a Brahmana like us. So he was just listening. So then he went back. So Prabhupada said, where did... He said, I was going around all the temples to pray. Oh, Prabhupada said, yeah. He said, Srila Prabhupada, one of the pujaris said something to me. Prabhupada said, what did he say? He said, Prabhupada, the pujari said that we are practicing Krishna consciousness nicely, and he prayed for me. He said that I pray for you that in your next life you will become a brahmana. Prabhupada said, go back to him and tell him that we pray for him that in the next life he'll take birth in the Krishna consciousness movement. Because Kiva Bipra, Kiva Nyashi, Shudra Kenenoi, Jai Krishna Tattva Veta, Shai Guru Hoi. So one, does it matter? One is a Sudra, one is a Brahmana, one is a Sannyasi, one is born in this body or that body. It's amazing that even in spiritual life, this discrimination can go on. So here Krishna says, it doesn't matter who you are, what birth you are. People may have their stereotypes of who is higher and who is lower. But Bhagavatam throws out all of those stereotypes. I give you examples, okay? Or you give me examples. The stereotype of the material world is that men are more advanced than women spiritually. So can you think of a story in the Bhagavatam where it shows that women have more bhakti than men? Can you think of a story? Queen Kunti. Yes, Kunti is a great devotee, but she's in a lady's body. Anyone else? Directly where it shows that the women are higher than the men. Can you think of a story?
The wives of the Brahmanas.
The wives of the Brahmanas. Krishna and the Gopas came, isn't it? The Brahmanas were doing all their yajnas. Mantra, tantra, visharada, swaha, swaha. They were doing so much ritual. And then the Gopas came. They said, Krishna is hungry. Can you give Krishna some food? They didn't even reply. They were too busy doing their rituals. Can you imagine? They were doing their rituals. Krishna was asking for food directly. And they didn't give. And then the gopas went to the wives of the brahmanas. And when the wives heard, oh, Krishna is hungry. Okay, give Krishna whatever he wants. We'll feed him. You know what, Krishna? Don't just take our food. Take us with you. Bhagavatam throws out the stereotype. Men are higher than women, but here women are higher. Kaliya, wives of the Kaliya. Nagapatnis, much higher. The general stereotype is that a Brahmana is higher than a Sudra. Isn't it? So where does Bhagavatam throw out the stereotype? Who is speaking Bhagavatam to who? In Naimisharanya, Suta Goswami is speaking in front of the sages of Naimisharanya. The sages of Naimisharanya are of the highest birth. But they are listening to Suta Goswami, whose birth is actually lower. Because he's from mixed marriage. But they're listening to him. Why? He's higher because he has bhakti. You may think a demigod is higher than a demon, isn't it? Obviously, a demigod is higher than a demon. So which story in the Bhagavatam shows that a demon can even be higher than a demigod if the demon has devotion?
Prahlad.
Prahlad is born in a demon's family, yes. Chitra but Ketu. More directly.
Chitra Ketu.
And who was Chitraketu in the next life? Vritrasura. In the sixth canto you find the story of Vritrasura. He's a demon. He's fighting with Indra. Indra doesn't want to fight him. Vritrasura is saying, fight with me. Once we do our duty here, I'll go back to the spiritual world. Indra is thinking, you're a demon. You're talking about going back to Krishna. Some people think kings are higher than just lay workers. So which story reverses? Rahugana is a great king and Jadabharat is holding his palanquin. But when Jadabharat is holding his palanquin, the palanquin is going up and down. Why? Because he wants to make sure he doesn't step on any ant, because he's such an elevated devotee. So Rahugana says, "You fool, can't you even walk straight?" And then Jadabharat starts giving him knowledge. He goes, "My God, where did you get all this knowledge from?" Rahugana, the king, he comes off the palanquin, he bows down, and he says, "Jadabharat, you instruct me." So it doesn't matter what birth one has, what qualification one has. Here Krishna says, anyone who engages in devotional service, mam hi partha vyapashritya jepi shu papa yonayaha shtriyo vaishastata sutras depi yanti param gatim. And they can also, anyone can attain supreme perfection. So this was Srila Prabhupada. Perhaps these were what we're reading in this verse. These two points which are very strong in this verse. Number one, that the material world is not a place of happiness. And number two, anyone can escape this material world despite their birth situation. These are probably the two teachings that Srila Prabhupada stressed so much when he traveled all around the world. And so here, Srila Prabhupada is opening up this discussion. So let me just stop there and see whether anyone has any questions, comments, or any reflection, if you'd like to ask anything. Otherwise, I continue speaking. Yes.
Why did, like, we're not gopis or elevated women like Queen Kunti. So sometimes, like, we do devotional service, but it's difficult as women. So why did Krishna create women? Didn't he just make everyone male? Then it'd be easier. But sometimes, you know, we're not the sporty, but women have weaker bodies. Like, we can't do everything properly in our devotional service.
Everybody in devotional service comes with opportunities and weaknesses. Women's body comes with strengths and weaknesses. Man's body comes with strengths and weaknesses. English body comes with strengths and weaknesses. African body comes with strengths and weaknesses. Everyone is unique. Everyone is having a particular ability, and everyone is having a particular limitation. The trick of spiritual life is to understand what are my strengths and what are my weaknesses, and build on your strengths and cover up your weaknesses. Women also have very good qualities that perhaps men don't have. Even Srila Prabhupada said, you go to any Bhagavad Sapta, Bhagavad recitation in India, and you will see who is the majority of the audience. Who is the majority of audience? Is it men or women?
Women.
Women.
Prabhupada said women are much more simple. Women are much more faithful by nature. Women obviously have a much more loving propensity. So that is their strength. Men have their strength. They are more logical. They are more, you know, they can absorb Shastra sometimes much easier. And then that, you know, they can do different types of services. They have a certain strength of mind, a certain strength and resilience. That is their strength. So everybody comes with strengths and weaknesses. So, but let me tell you this as well. That sometimes in devotional life, your weakness can become your greatest strength. And in devotional life, sometimes your strength can become your greatest weakness. For example, say I am very austere and I can wake up for Mangalarti every single day. That's a great strength. But if it makes me look at everyone else and judge them, oh, Prabhuji didn't come to Mangal Arati today, he's a spaced out devotee. Oh, look at this devotee, he's, you know, he can't even chant all of his rounds, I am obviously better than him. If my strength causes me to become proud, then my strength becomes my greatest weakness. Why did Indra fall? Because he became proud. So if your strength causes you to become proud, it becomes your weakness. And if your weakness causes you to become humble, then it becomes your greatest strength. Therefore, if you look and you say, I'm a fool, I can't do anything, Krishna, I need your help. I won't be able to do it by myself. I don't have the qualification. I don't have the strength. You have to do it now, Krishna. Then that humility ultimately becomes your greatest strength. So there's no limitation in spiritual life. Whatever the body, whatever the situation, whatever may be, Devi Yanti Param Gatim, Krishna says anyone can attain the supreme destination. Yeah.
Can I ask in continuation of this? You answered the weakness we should cover. That weakness
cover.
We cover.
Yeah. When I say cover it, I mean you should be aware that that weakness is there, and you should not expose yourself to situations in which your weakness will cause you to fall. Like, for example, say someone is a recovering alcoholic. Then you don't hang around the pub. You don't hang around people who are drinking, because those environments, those people are going to accentuate your weakness and bring it out. So we should know, if I'm weak in a certain area, then I should live my life in such a way that the weakness won't be exposed. So we should, isn't it? That's why is it, you know, for example, that's why do we have so much separation between men and women? Because Bhagavatam says, Nana Vagni Pramadanam Krita Kumba Samapuman. Man is like butter. Woman is like fire. Butter is good. Fire is good. But when they come together, there's an explosion. Right? So therefore, there has to be respect. There has to be... We have to be aware. That's a weakness. We have an attraction. That's a weakness. Therefore, cover the weakness by maintaining a respectful distance like that. Is that okay? Yes, Mataji.
Hey, Krishna. So you talked about how there's no happiness in this world. I find that it's easy to take it. Like in this setting, on the seated here, I can take, my mind can
accept it.
Yes. But as soon as we walk outside this room, and for instance, we have prasadam, and nice prasadam, I'm happy taking the prasadam. We go out, you're going somewhere, you're in a nice car. I can see you moving around, you know. Nice car, like there are the things that actually make well happy. So how do you not
be happy?
Yeah, it's a good point. You see, it's not that there's no happiness in the world. Srila Prabhupada said Krishna consciousness is all joyful. Krishna says susukam kartam avyayam, this process is joyfully performed. Prabodhananda Saraswati says, Vishvam Purna Sukhayate, for one who has spiritual vision, the whole world is full of happiness. But what Krishna is saying here is we should be convinced that from the material point of view, there's no happiness. But when we go in a car and we're with devotees and we're going to serve Krishna, that's happiness. When we're taking prasadam with the devotees, that's happiness. When we're here doing kirtan together or on the street doing Harinam, that's happiness. But we should understand that the moment when it becomes disconnected from Krishna, it may seem like happiness, but it's just going to cause you misery. And how do we engender? Therefore, janma mrityu jara vyadi dukha dosha nudarshanam. We should look around, we should open the paper, we should speak to people on the street. You'll begin to see that people are not happy. And the world is not a happy place. So, like when I joined the temple, I would always volunteer myself to go to the funeral programs. I'd be like, yeah, I want to go. Sign me up. I want to go to that one. When I first joined the temple, every week I used to go to a funeral. It's like everyone was like, why do you like funerals so much? But what I found is that when I would go there, it would remind me, anityam, asukham, lokam. This is it. This is where it all ends up. And then it doesn't give you an opportunity to go into illusion. You know, in India, if you go to Varanasi, on the banks of the Ganga, then if you go there, you'll see something that you never see in other parts of the world. You'll see an open pyre funeral. Have you ever seen?
We have them in Kenya also.
Oh, you have in Kenya. You're allowed, huh?
We only do open.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No one does closed. Yeah.
Oh.
Everyone does open.
In England, they tried to introduce open pyre funerals, and the government did not allow it. You know, open pyre funerals means they load up the sticks and then the body just goes on top. You see it. And then they light it. You see the body burning. In England, they said, no, we cannot allow this.
In Africa, the Prabhu, here, where Govinda says it allowed, in the Hindu crematorium.
Oh, in the Hindu.
Not for Africa.
Oh, in the Hindu. But they allow for the Hindus. Yeah.
Only for the Hindus.
Open.
But in England, they didn't even allow for the Hindus. They said, no, this is not. It's not cultured.
Yeah.
It's not cultured. But in Varanasi, if you go,
thousands.
And what do you find? The yogis are there. And they meditate in front. Why do yogis put ashes on their body? You seen? In India, the yogi, if you go Kumbh Mela, one day I'll tell you stories of Kumbh Mela. I went once. You know Kumbh Mela? This is the biggest gathering of human beings on earth. In 1 month in Allahabad in India, you know how many people come there? I think it's something like 100 million people.
Oh.
100 million people. What's the population of Kenya?
15 million.
15 million.
2 times the number of people in Kenya come to that place. So Prabhupada, you know what he said? He said, to this day, the Indian government doesn't even know how all of these people get there because there's not enough trains to bring them there. And Prabhupada said, but they don't know. You know how they get there? The yogis, they go down in one river, they chant a mantra, and they appear in the Ganga at Allahabad. So if you go there, you can see yogis coming out of the river. Anyway, Kumbh Mela is a different one. You go Kumbh Mela, you can see people levitating. Have you ever seen someone levitating? Levitating off the ground. You can see a yogi underneath the ground, staying for 2 weeks without food and water. You can see one yogi in the tree. He's sitting there for 3 months. He didn't say one word. So when you don't say one word for 3 months, you get a mystic siddhi called Satyavak. And it means that because you've controlled your speech for 3 months by not saying one word, whatever you now say will become true. Anyway, these are mystic siddhi. Devotees are not interested in these things.
He has a question, even in Kali,
it's possible, yeah. Some yogis can do. Siddhis are possible. even in Kali Yuga. They can do. You can go to India. People can. Devotees were walking and they went past one river in Kumbh Mela. So one yogi came out. So they asked the yogi, "Where is this temple?" So he said, "Temple is this way." So they began, and he said, "Oh, before you go." And you know, Shiva Babas, they have the locks. So he was soaking wet and he caught hold of his lock and he pulled the lock three times like this. And he went like this, and in front of the devotee there was a mound of kumkum powder. You know, the red powder? And then he... So devotees were, "Oh my God, like, how did you do that?" And then he said to the devotee, "Why are you impressed by this? Anyone can do this. Siddhi. If you control your mind senses, you can also do." Anyway, the point I'm coming to is that... the yogis meditate in front of the burning bodies because they remember this is the nature of life. If you think of even Steve Jobs, you know Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple? You know what he said? "Every day when I wake up in the morning, I ask myself, if today was my last day in this world, would I be doing what I'm doing today? And if the answer is no, for too many days in a row, then I know I need to change my life." So even he said, "I think of death every single day." So when you think of death, when death is constantly there, it doesn't depress you. Actually, it's the ultimate meditation to make your life meaningful. The devotee is always thinking, has that meditation. I don't know if that helps. It's 8:30
now. Yeah. We can take one last question from me. My question was first, but then it went wrong.
Okay.
So we hear so many times how you say that material world is temporary, full of misery. But we see in devotional service, sometimes the more years you remain, let's put it that way, the more attached you become. The more attached you become.
Attached to?
Sometimes position, sometimes power, you know. And there's a lot of also fear of security, even the more advanced you're going. Advanced, especially in institutions when you're living. They say bigger devotees, figure devotees.
Figure devotees.
Yeah, just like attached to figures.
Figures, oh, okay.
The temple is no preaching going on. Just attached to figures, 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 figures. So why is this? And yet we are reading all this, we are hearing the whole time.
One devotee told me, "You have to join the Krishna consciousness movement every single day." It's not that I joined the movement 20 years ago or 25 years ago or 30 years ago. You have to join Krishna consciousness every single day. Every single day you have to wake up with the pure spiritual motivation. And it's not that because you joined the movement 20 years ago that you're a pure devotee, or I'm a pure devotee, or anyone's a pure devotee. We have to strive for pure devotional service every single day. Srila Prabhupada said to one devotee once, "My mystic ability was I was able to bring the spiritual world into the material world by creating these temples. But your mystic ability is you've managed to bring the material world back into the spiritual world of this temple by all your material mentality."
Yes.
Some people think purity is measured by your position. Some people think purity is measured by your productivity. Some people think purity is measured by how much power or popularity you have. Nadanam, Najanam, Nasundarim, Kavitam va Jagadisha Kamaye, Mama Janmani, Janmanishvare, Bhavatad Bhakti Rahay. This is purity. that one doesn't want any of these things. One only wants to serve Krishna. So that's we have to do that every day. You don't come to Krishna consciousness. You have to keep coming to Krishna consciousness. And there's always the possibility. The Bhagavatam, see, we should not be surprised. The Bhagavatam is basically a book of mistakes. Ajamiel, great Brahmana, he fell, but then he made it back. Bharata, on the stage of Bhava, got attached to a deer, but he made it back. Parikshit, great king, how could he offend a rishi like that? Made a mistake, but then he came back. Chitraketu, offended Parvati and Shiva, got cursed, became a demon, but then he came back. So basically the Bhagavatam is full of stories of devotees who are practicing and then fell, but then made it back. So we should not be surprised when these things happen. We should know that this is the nature of the world. And ultimately, we have to be... Gandhi said, be the change you want to see in the world. So we can look at the movement and think, it's going wrong. Why is it happening? All we can do is make sure we try and become a pure devotee. One devotee said, Prabhupada, there are 12 Mahajans, but we think you are the 13th Mahajan. Prabhupada said, very good, you become the 14th Mahajan. Become. This movement is for making pure devotees. So, Kaler dosha nidhe rajan asti hyeko mahan guna. Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, and the Krishna consciousness movement is not immune from those faults. Prabhupada said, don't expect utopia in the Krishna consciousness movement. You understand the word utopia? Utopia means like the ideal world. We came to the movement and we thought, it's going to be the ideal world. Everyone's a pure devotee. And every step is a dance in the Hare Krishna temple. And every word is a song. And every interaction is an interaction of love. This is it, we're there. Lord Chaitanya's moon has risen. It has risen. But I'll tell you this final thing. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you know what he says? The holy dham is like an ocean full of jewels, but it's covered by a thin layer of oil. The dham. So if you go to Vrindavan or Mayapur and you look at the dham superficially, you will think this is just an ocean of oil. But if you go a little bit deeper, you'll see no. On the surface, it looks like that. Pollution, noise, exploitation, monkeys. But if you go beyond all of that, you'll see, my God, this Krishna is here in Vrindavan. And you know what? The Hare Krishna movement is the same. The Hare Krishna movement is an ocean of jewels, but sometimes it's covered by a thin layer of politics. By a thin layer of material conceptions. But we have to go beyond that. And we have to see what Prabhupada has given is amazing. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, ISKCON Elderate Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki, Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande.
Shri Krishna Prabhu ki.